This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Here in the U.S., there has been no sign of bird flu returning to poultry flocks this fall. But the effects of last spring's outbreak continue. Avian influenza took out 3% of the nation's turkeys. The drop in supplies has pushed wholesale prices way up. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks now at how that could affect Thanksgiving dinner.
Bird flu cost producers about 8 million turkeys this year. Russell Whitman is with the commodity market reporting firm Erner Berry. He says the low supply has pushed wholesale prices 30% higher than they were 2 years ago.
Not only are the prices higher on wholesale turkeys and turkey breast meat than at any time in recorded history, but the available supplies are also at their lowest.
Whitman says there should be enough birds to meet consumer demand at Thanksgiving. How much retailers will raise prices is unclear. But he says food banks will likely have a tougher time getting birds through purchase or donation.
It's just simply the birds are not there.
Whitman says supplies probably won't be back to normal until the middle of next year. National Turkey Federation spokesman Keith Williams says some turkey producers who were hit early on in the bird flu outbreak are operating again.
They have fresh poults down, and those are growing and about to go to market, many of them.
He says those affected later in the outbreak may still be restocking their flocks. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.